Hello, this is Moll speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 5th of September 2018, and this is the 871st Moll Out Loud podcast. It's early evening and the birds are chirping, and I've just been for a walk with a friend who's been away for about 6 weeks, so it was really lovely catching up with her. We had quite a slow walk and we didn't go very far, but it was, I think I kind of forget how lovely it is at this time of sort of dusk coming into evening. I paused the podcast there and then started the podcast again, and I realised that I didn't actually record. I didn't press the right button. So I've just been talking to myself for the last, 8 minutes or something. And so I'm not quite sure where I'm going with this. I know that it was dusk, and it's now much more dusk. It's becoming dark very quickly from when I started the podcast. The birds are a little quieter. There's still a few in the background. It's lovely hearing them. And I really had forgotten how lovely it is at this time of evening. I think normally, or, you know, recently anyway, I've been using this time of the day to work, because as it becomes dusk, I feel as if I can enclose myself much better into a creative space. So I've got options then, you know, that it's the best time for really different things, best time to be out walking and the best time to be inside and hunkering into some endeavour. These last 6 or 7 weeks, several people I spend time with have been away, and the time has felt very spacious. That I've been really concentrating quite hard on my writing and not seeing people at this time of the day. This time of the day can, as you know, be quite squishy for me, with it being the main time when I can talk to people in the other hemisphere. Actually, it's not the hemisphere that's the problem, is it? It's the longitude that's the problem with different times. And it's also the time when I do evening things. And so with one or two of those things removed, it has been really spacious. So it'll be interesting resettling myself into a bit of a different routine. I do need to choose, and it's good to remember that although I really want to do both those things, I can't do them both, and that there are going to be times when I need to really choose which is more important. And of course, they're both important. It was so lovely going for this walk this evening, and just enjoying the dusk. I've come home and I did leave my desk light on so that my workspace looks inviting for me to come back to. And so I will do a bit more tonight. I have been working on my premise again, and I'm trying to come at it from different angles, and just I don't know whether it's doing anything. I'm hoping that all this writing around it and effort with it will somehow inform whatever inspires me in the end. We'll see, we'll see. I don't feel downhearted about it, but I do really, really wish there were an epiphany that would happen. And maybe it will. Maybe it will unfold when I'm doing the editing course, as some of my writing friends have suggested. I do hope that you've had a good day today, or if you haven't already had it, that you will have a good day today. If you have had it, that you'll have a good day tomorrow. And that you have been able to engage with whatever is most important to you, whether it's coming at it from a slant, or whether you've been going at it head first, or if you've been thinking about it, loose construing, allowing ideas to float around in your mind and just coalesce when they're ready. Thank you very much for listening today, as always, and I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.